Blog Talk Radio.
So amazing. So amazing. Welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and you're at the right place at the right time. Thank you for taking the time out to tune in to Productive News Weekly. We're having a special late night edition, and I thank all our listeners who week in and week out take that time to adjust and roll with us as we roll with what's going on. If you missed last week's program, you missed a truly eye-opening program, and I encourage you to go back to the archives, and you'll just go to website blogtalkradio.com/Renford, and then you'll just search for last week's program by date and guest, Dr. Glenn Mendoza. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say, welcome to another edition again of Productive News Weekly. I'm your host, Daryl Clark, and I'm honored to be able to say that we've been on these airways for a full decade, and many of you have been with us throughout. We've certainly attempted to bring you news that you don't hear typically on mainstream, and if you do, it's with some sort of a spin or political or business interest in mind, and we don't do that here, and we're plumb pleasingly pleased to be able to say that. There's no agenda. We stick to the facts. We have a segment that we've been so pleased to present the last couple of weeks, and we're going to continue with that. Numbers, and sense. And we try to give one little, or maybe two, pieces of information related to numbers and sense. And when we say sense, we're not talking about, well, like dollars and cents, C-E-N-T-S. We're talking about common, C-O-M-M-O-N, sense, S-E-N-S-E. And it is our hope and belief that the numbers will bear out the sense piece of it. So, what are our numbers and cents for today? Well, I'm going to go with something very, very simple. I'm going to go with Three hundred die every day from fentanyl. 300. Mostly coming in from our borders, the southern border. So I'm going to give you another number, because that really was a repeat from last year, but it's such a phenomenal number, because I did say every day. That's equivalent to about an airline crashing and everyone on board dying. So I would think if an airline crashed every day, we would consider that a national emergency. But we don't hear about that in such enormity. So I'll give you another one, because I'm going to rip 300 for a while, just for a while. So our new number for this week will be 340,000. That's the number of acres that Chinese companies own in U.S. farmland, many near military bases. Acres of farmland. Now, to contrast that, I'm going to give you another number. Zero number of acres owned by American companies in China. That's my boy, homeboy, Arsenio Hall. You know, he's from Cleveland, my hometown. Shout out to Arsenio, because he, have to say, he's been on the down low, and I respect and appreciate that, because he doesn't want to be part. This is my take. I haven't talked with him yet about it, and hopefully we will. But I just feel like he just don't want to be a part of this whole woke mess that's going on in this cancel culture. So as my homie Arsenio would say, makes you go, 340,000 versus zero. So that's my numbers and cents for the week. And I would just say, use your common sense with regard to that. Folks, we need to wake up with what's going on. We really, really need to wake up with what's going on with China. It's very, very serious. So with that said, what do we have in store for you this week? Well, we have waiting, and oh my gosh, I tell you, she's been waiting and waiting because we had a late start. So we're going to bring on Miss Eula Pasternak, who is a wellness and human energy expert. And we're going to, on a lighter note and a more productive note, talk about the spring equinox and the beauty and joy of blossoming on a mental and spiritual and emotional level. And that's what we truly want to do. We're here truly to evolve. First and foremost, I believe, to know who we are, whose we are, why we're here. And then with all of that, to evolve, to blossom, and present that to the universe. So who better to talk about that as we begin to prepare for entering spring than Miss Eula Pasternak. And it's always a joy having her join me as guest and, well, I probably more accurately should say co-host, because, well, Eula's been around for quite a while as a friend and partner of Productive News Weekly, and we just appreciate her. So I can't say she's a guest any longer. As I said, Eula's more of a friend and someone that we appreciate. It sometimes takes a little patience with Ms. Pasternak because, you see, she just brings an enlightenment that most of us are not used to, because we're used to such negativity. And she's a beacon of light and positivity. And so some folks are like, oh boy, here we go. Oh, too drawn out. But if you really sit back and listen to what this kind energy has to say, you really will learn a lot. So she'll be joining us very shortly. And I'm looking forward to it, as I hope you are. See if we can get her in studio here. Bear with us. See if we can get Ms. Pasternak online with us. See if we can get going. So as I was saying, Ms. Pasternak is just a beacon of light and love and joy. And it's my belief that there's a segment that don't truly appreciate what this beacon of good energy brings. So I'm going to help those of you who may be listening in, who may otherwise struggle, just let go and just infuse yourself with the energy that this blessed being, and I mean that literally, brings to the fore. And no coincidence that we are about to enter our spring, as we all know it, equinox. And so no coincidence that, yes, as often as we've done over the years, I've asked Ms. Pasternak, Ms. Eula, to join me and partner with me and co-host with me to help us get a better understanding of what that means as we transition from one season to another season, and the things that we can gain from that with a certain amount of knowledge. You see, Ms. Pasternak specializes in energy, well, not like your local electric and gas company energy, more of a human energy, a spiritual energy, a natural energy, a true natural energy. And she's going to share some things with us this evening. By the way, she's also a GMO food expert and renowned and respected around the country and internationally as well for her acumen. So we truly are blessed to have her with us this evening, and I just have a plum-pleasing, pleasant time when my friend and mentor and someone that I highly respect is able to join me. It makes what I do even more fun because we're bringing enlightenment. So we have a special late night edition, and I'm hoping that you've shared this. I've sent out the broadcast blast to our listeners to understand that it is a late night program. So sit back, relax, and we'll be sending out another blast so folks can even tune in the archive. So we're actually going to be talking to the future, with the future, on this eventful night. With that said, Ms. Pasternak, are you on the line?
Good evening. Hello, everyone. Yes, I am.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. So, you know, as we were kind of communicating back and forth, and just so graciously, as you often do, or willing to spontaneously, you know, assist us in making our transition into the spring, I'd like to focus on blossoming. I just kind of go with the flow. I think the last time that we talked about purity, because that ties in with, you know, the new, well, not necessarily new as in yesterday or last week, but the change in your title of your center. And we talked about, you know, just that whole purity aspect. So I guess if I would use a word, I would say blossoming. Because I believe, Eula, that's one of our, as human beings, and not just human beings, life in itself, whether it's a trees or a blade of grass or anything, a bug or any other animal, is to evolve, to know who we are, and to share that with the universe. So,
and make it,
let's
make
talk
it the
about
best
it.
Of us. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for spontaneously inviting me and sharing our blessings and sharing each other with the world. Yeah, it's so much more fun if we try to lead life with more purity in our body, you know, heart and our mind and our soul, because the energy flows much better because you connect to the source with fewer obstacles. And if we have our energy codes turned on, then we also can connect to the forces of creation with more ease, and therefore manifest a dream.
You said energy codes. Is that like literally, or is there some code that we dial into, or, you know, I had to catch that one.
Oh my goodness,
that wasn't getting past me.
Bring it up before. Oh my goodness. Okay, well, that's new out. Okay.
Codes.
Life is full of codes. Our DNA is codes. We have divine blueprint. That is our first layer of energy. We call it etheric energy. That's full of codes. If you ever dive into some ancient pictures, there are like codes on the hands and codes on our body and codes in our energy field. And that's what the ancients knew. Some saw it, some just were part of the advanced individuals where they received technology to activate those codes. And that's what I found.
You said they received what to receive the codes? I didn't catch that.
Oh, technology from
technology.
The ancient culture. Yeah, from the ancient cultures, from maybe from masters or saints or other beings that are here with us, galactic beings. We are guests in this realm. We borrow a physical body to fulfill our mission here. And each one of us has a purpose. Each one of us has gifts and talents and a mission to complete. And that is coded, just as the sacred scriptures are coded, just as we code technology of computers. That is pretty much universal. And I enjoy meeting my teachers who promised me they will help me to turn on codes with divine guidance from the divine power. And initially, it seems a little too much to be true, so they were the first to tell me, well, test it out. Don't believe us, test it out. Yourself, experience for yourself. Because we all are here to experience this divine human life. And different conditions of us, maybe different parts of what that mission is, of doing what we are with someone. All it is for us to experience freedom and choose from and enjoy those choices and learn that those that are not feeling good, not working well, don't provide for us what we want and what we desire. Free will gives us that option to choose and choose again and choose again. Grow and heal and share the best version of ourselves. And what spring means is, okay, let's grow and leap and hop and let's get going. The winter hibernation is over.
Mm-hmm.
Of that energy, whether we work with Oriental system or is seasonal change of every continent. And we are cyclical beings.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, of course, more experienced by women with seasons. Just looking,
what do you mean by that?
Well, we have cyclical cycle. We have cycle, physical cycle.
Sure.
And we are more connected to the moon energy, as men are more connected to the sun energy, and there's wonderful shamanic traditions that celebrate that know how to connect to those cosmic forces and events to be blessed by them, integrate the blessing in this equinox and solstice and points in between are sun holidays. Celebrate the masculine force within the world, helping us clean, helping do the heavy lifting, do the providing, if that's the role that that it is amazing with our and then the moon energy, which in most cultures celebrates the female, the divine feminine. But we are free to choose which means what, because the moon reflects all the suns in the world, so Just watching the flowers pop up from the snow and trees open up and get a little itchy to start planting in the garden. That's nature. That's Mother Earth. And from that, we nourish ourselves, we learn, we share, and provide for ourselves and help each other. I will be helping someone on the farm tomorrow with energy work, with clearing and sort of starting over, rebooting our energy field to let go of those past unpleasant, draining experiences in the moment. You feel everything in this world, in this universe, this energy, frequency, and vibration, like Tesla was famous for that observation, that it is universal. And
how do we tap into that?
Well, we already do. Our voice is vibration. Can we turn on, press a button, and, oh, there's music, or, oh, there's a TV? Energy, vibration, it's frequency. And to tap it into ourselves. Those that are inside that we can either study or just accept what our traditions are in telling us. Because the mystery is truly to know ourselves. As divine humans, on a mission to share this frequency and beauty and power of light, we come to this world to learn and train how to choose light.
Do you have any suggestions how a person might better know themselves?
Well, first and foremost, reflection from others. How can we resist the beauty of a child?
How can we do what? You faded out a little bit, Ms. Eula.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on. Is this any better?
Yes.
Is this louder? Okay.
Yes.
When we look at the child, isn't that beautiful and divine?
Yeah.
Isn't that just uplifting energy?
Mm-hmm.
When we create beauty, when we create and share joy, that's the energy of divinity. And that is what we are here to share. The peaceful, joyful, beautiful interactions that we can create. That's the choice.
And so how does that child, that analogy, I guess it's an analogy, help us to understand ourselves better?
Because we grow into a young adult. We grow into cyclical nature. It's almost like we grow through stages of life and aspects of our human potential of learning and sharing and fighting and exchanging and creating what brings us joy, what brings us safety, what brings us fulfillment. And the universe provides. Our imagination starts with purpose, then a desire, and then focus on achieving it. The universe provides. And it provides, especially when we are open to receiving, feeling worthy, knowing that we deserve all the blessings that come in, and welcoming them, taking care of our body, because that's our holy container for the soul, for the mind and heart that human being trained to be pure. Doing it.
Do you believe we all have a unique purpose?
Why would we not?
Unique.
We are here
unique.
To individuate and experience that individuality and enjoy that individuality. Of course, we're encouraged to be mediocre and sort of don't make waves, be like everybody else. Oh my goodness, that is so boring. What is joy in that? Passion in that. Where is beauty in that? The cookie cutter? No. Our individuality makes us who we are, and we are almost obligated to know who we are and what we are as people. And of course, we get along much better if we allowed it, if we encourage that, if we support that. The way we present ourselves to the world, the way we treat each other. Well, of course, we have sort of social rules. Be nice. Be kind. Be clean. I am helping to clean the wood in our the creek that we have that's actually within limited. It's pretty amazing. Just sad that some of the neighbors are trying to throw tires from garbage near the river. Oh my goodness, they really want like showing that to the world. Divine human is accountable, is kind, is a good, like a beacon of goodness. Why would we lower ourselves to be such a unkind, reckless, vulgar human? And give up that divinity, give up that status of royalty. That's who we look up to. That's what angels look up to. That's what potential is. To walk this world with dignity and beauty as sovereign rulers of our life. And that's what spring gives us a chance to start over and fuel up with all those creative, growing, beautiful juices that are ready to blossom to help us do better than the year before. Immune to the myriad of troubles in the world. I'm not a banking expert. I can't help that industry. But I know my mission is to help empower and heal those that are ready, willing, and able to step onto the path of true empowerment, to have and show that courage to be truly who they are meant to be, who they want to be, who they are designed to be by their divine blueprint, so that I can help them access it. Turn on those DNA codes. Turn on that divine power that those codes provide, because they become gates. They become keys. And when we turn them on, the energy flows much easier. And therefore, our stamina, our outlook, our ability to create. I love watching nature wake up.
What do you mean by that?
Well, some of my flowers were so eager this year to blossom. They started to blossom in the middle of January, and I go like, "Oh no, wait! It's so fun to see, but we're probably gonna freeze again." And they lasted. I mean, every time I come home and I look at them, it's just like, you're still with me. Thank you. That's so fun. And that is how I bring joy into my life, to cheer myself up, to lift myself up, just myself up, because I see that creative force that nature inspires us to look at and see and integrate and want to create with it. And that spring, as a season, or spring as water, or springs that help us push things, whether it's a pencil or a pen, or whether it's the car, we are here to create and grow and blossom as the best, most beautiful, most wonderful version of ourselves. But it has to be our choice. We are here to master ourselves. And that mastery is an investment. Time.
It's an effort. What?
It's an investment. Time and effort and focus. And that is why we are here. Is work play? Is work torture? Is work whatever? That's our choice.
Mm-hmm.
That is how we grow and learn. I enjoy helping people trust their choices in life, or help them make shifts that they want to but are afraid of, because we are would have programmed to fear change. Change might be bad. Change might be horrible. Change might kill us. But change might be the best thing we ever chose. Or if there are obstacles and tragedies and betrayals, let's start over and build a better foundation and rise to the new heights. Heal with a new depth to enjoy being a divine human in this world. I really, truly enjoy hearing stories of recovery and success in life by showing that courage of ending business or personal relationships as honorably as possible and start over, because we want better, because we trust we can do better. And it starts because we trust that I am better than I am right now. I just want a little support to get there. And that's what spring is as a season, and spring equinox gives us inspiration to redefine what is balance in life. Balance in light and daylight. Balance of dark and rest. Balance of personal and professional. Balance of responsibility and then playtime. It's individual. And each one of us plays and works and tests it out and then learns from the choices and then make adjustments.
Spring is a time of balance. I can appreciate that. And tying back to understanding ourselves.
Yeah, but we are encouraged to just be busy, busy, busy. How good is the busyness? How balanced is the busyness? Is there enough of all that we want in the busyness? With passion and purpose and beauty and fun and good results. because the results speak for themselves. And if the results are not there, then we need to change our ways, which requires growth. Insights. Maybe support from others. Are we surrounding ourselves with those that are an inspiration to us? That's how we grow. And if we don't have those that inspire us, how do I inspire myself? That's a choice. And is that inspiration working? Am I excited to get up and move around and do things? I'm not going to hide anymore from it.
When I think of spring, I don't just think of the weather changing. I mean, indeed, you know, wherever we are on the globe, you know, there's going to be some shift in weather associated with spring, whether you're in the southern hemisphere or the northern hemisphere. If you're in the southern, you may be getting colder. In the northern, you may be getting warmer. So there's some shift in weather. But there's also some other kind of a shift. I guess with that weather, there's a physical energy shift as well. Now, when you're going from a cooler weather-wise temperature to a warmer, you hear folks talk about spring cleaning. Is that not also an opportunity to do a personal, emotional, mental, spiritual spring cleaning as well?
Absolutely, and that's what I'm doing for a few people tomorrow, and so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want that fresh start without drains, helping our mind let go of negative thoughts and experiences or memories, and just let go of that energetic baggage so we feel lighter and can start with less baggage that we drag behind us.
Can that baggage be an impediment to getting to know who we are and what our purpose is?
Oh, it always is.
Always is.
Our
it's
baggage.
Not, it can be.
But how we manage it, how we manage our stress, how we balance our extremity in light and dark, in pleasure and pain and success or failures, it's not about we will all fail, we will all disappoint ourselves. How quickly do we pick ourselves up and go, okay, that's a good lesson. Okay, move on. Are we able to pick ourselves up and move on? Or are we addicted to dwelling on it? Victims have power. And we can develop anything into an addiction. And that will slow us down.
That's baggage, right?
That's baggage. Resentments, grievances, jealousies. Of course, hate. It's all baggage. Weighing us down. Toxic baggage that is going to make us sick and therefore make us weaker because we need body, healthy heart, healthy soul to function in this world, well, at least the healthiest version possible under the circumstances. That is our fuel, that is our hardware, that is our operating system. How will we know or self, God, if we are walking around with so much weight, we barely put one foot in front of the other. Because our mind and heart are going to pass. That is very sad and very difficult. But that's the choice. And our spiritual leaders always encourage us to look towards the future, to forgive, to move on, to build newer, better, more sacred lives.
How do you feel about the importance of, well, being still, meditating, if you will, just taking some time out from the day-to-day? How important do you feel that is in gaining
I don't understand the people who wouldn't consider it an obligation, because without taking time to quiet ourselves, how do we feel and hear and sense the inner guidance? That's the higher voice, the deeper, more sacred voice that is connected to the soul and spirit. Not loud, it's not just. It is that voice that we would hear in the temple, that we would feel sacred, that we would feel honored. And then, of course, some of us, or many of us, hopefully, believe that we have support from the other realm that would like to give us good advice. We ask in prayers.
What did you say?
We ask for that divine help from other realms in our prayers. And how do we hear that? It does not come through television. Even if it's a religious program, it needs to come from inside of us. Customized, personalized version of advice. But it is only available if we quiet our mind, relax the body, and hear from the depths of our soul that holy voice that truly is the higher and better versions of ourselves. And that is only done with proper, reverent, holy way of slowing down, quieting down, making the time to hear.
You know, it sounds like a serious matter. I'm kind of laughing, but it's not a laughing matter.
Especially when we actually give it a try and know the difference, because I can talk, you can talk, teachers, preachers, whatever, we talk, but until we cross from having faith and trusting someone else to experiencing and knowing it ourselves, that changes the game. Then we have a choice to betray ourselves and, that was not true. That. But if we connect to that holiness, betraying it is really a stupid choice. Yes, we have a choice to be stupid. And some of us did stupid things. Ouch. That never worked out and certainly didn't feel good. But when we do honor ourselves with that holy truth, we reboot the whole system of energy of our mind, our heart, our body, and align ourselves with that blueprint and help ourselves. Maybe those codes will turn themselves on, and if not, at least maybe we will hear that divine guidance to make better choices, to grow and heal exponentially, and to be victorious over the challenges in life. Resist or refuse being victim.
So if we have an individual who's listening currently live or in the future through the archives, and they're just at that point, because there are no coincidences, where they just happen to tune in and say, let me give this thing a try. What is this? Productive news. Let me see what this is. And they're listening to you, and they're hearing you say, just get quiet and still and seek your higher self. How do they know if they've attained it? Is there any indicator?
Do they, by feeling it, do you feel calmer? You feel you deserve to be honored. That we deserve to be safe, to be protected, to be treated with dignity and kindness. That we deserve to have fun in this world. Do we deserve to have the wisdom, the know-how, to create a good life, to be a good human, to want to be surrounded by good humans, to want to help each other best we can, grow and heal, and treat each other with respect and dignity?
And so how will they know?
They have to feel it. We have to quiet down to hear it and feel it.
The key is quiet, to get quiet and still. I mean, you can be quiet and move around and be walking around the house or apartment or wherever you are in your office. But
some people are
the stillness is also important.
Yeah. No, it is customized. Sometimes I feel that when I walk in the forest, in the garden, sometimes I feel that when I'm just about to fall asleep or just when I wake up and connect to those forces of creation that want to flow through me to do something good, to be good. Sometimes
is it a gut feeling when you've attained that stillness? Is there an aha moment?
I call it my holy trinity, my mind, my heart, my gut. I feel it with
your
my
mind,
body.
Your heart. What was that again? Your holy trinity is your mind, your heart.
And my gut.
And your gut.
Allowing all of me to guide me. My mind is like a spoiled child sometimes, going all over the place, and I have to rein it in and train it to be like, hey, you listen to me. Oh, who am I? Oh, I'm not my mind. Well, essence, who am I? How do I operate from my mind? That can be a tricky tool. But from my heart, that is much more reliable. But I also want my God to tell me and guide me. If my intuition is, you might want to, like, run. You're not safe. Okay, we're running. Or am I surrounded by trustworthy people who already know that being honest, being honorable is a much better version of life? or
who are you being honorable to? Yourself, you know.
Absolutely.
Well, I've been seduced by dishonest people and just, oh, no. No, been there, done that. Nope, not interested. But that's what we learn from. And I had the courage to say no. I had the courage to leave personal and personal relationships. But no, I deserve better. I want better. I want to do better. And when I decide that, the universe provides in teachers, provides in clients, provides in better technology in my life so that I can help myself and guide myself. I'm so excited because the quantum medicine is ready to be introduced. We already have the space technology at our fingertips. We can wake up and scan and balance our frequencies of our emotions. So the physical body has a much better chance to be healthy.
You know, you're probably beyond a few when you start to talk about quantum knowledge and certain frequencies. You know,
everything.
What do you mean by quantum knowledge? I don't want to, you know, or get our listeners frustrated.
Yeah, I want you to trust in energy medicine, and energy flowing through us, from us, into us. The universe runs on exchange, and it runs energy. And we are opening up to the realms of understanding that we are such beings, that we have access to energetic pathways, molecules, frequencies, vibrations, that is not just trusting what's coming out of an electrical socket is energy. Everything is. Cells have electrical charge. Everything has a frequency signature.
Everything, whether it's a inanimate object or something that is life.
Absolutely. Everything.
We're talking physics now?
Yes. And metaphysics.
And metaphysics, but, I guess, yeah.
And we are ready to bridge the two. To cross over from just the physical being to metaphysical being. Of light, of goodness, of being and acting and living as a divine human with powers, heaven and the universe at our disposal, and to make better choices for ourselves, for each other, for this world. Let go of the baggage of the past, of wars and betrayals and power game and pollution and all kinds of ugliness that we have witnessed or participated in because we didn't know any better.
You know, that's a term that over the years I know some of our listeners have struggled with, is that metaphysical thing, the metaphysics. We've had numerous metaphysicians. Even my partner, Cecil, is a metaphysician.
We have.
And people struggle with that. What is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, because we've tried to understand and focus on the physical body and our medical system still focuses on physical well-being. And we struggle with emotional and mental well-being. But where is our soul and spirit? Where is our spiritual wellness? There is nothing physically that
times or more challenges us that doesn't have a spiritual component. Otherwise, we deny that we have that part of our makeup. So trying to heal physically is a small, probably a small percentage of it, of effectiveness.
Say that again. Trying to do, what is that?
Just trying to focus on healing physically. Our physical body is just a small percentage of our wellness, up to our optimal wellness. And that's why I have chosen to train, study, and specialize in energetic, ancient, proven energetic healing modalities, because that's what's missing, and that's what the ancients prepared for us, knowing how seduced we might become with our physical, limiting physical part of our existence. That's why we struggle emotionally and mentally, because we don't know how to heal through our energy system. And once I discovered it, I kind of came across and tested it for myself, I've transitioned from that faith to knowing. And that knowing gives me peace. I work through challenges a lot more quickly, because I know now how powerful I am. And I know now how to be a better version of myself than the one that was there last year or even a month ago.
Will that ever cease? Is there a continuum there?
Absolutely. I'm not ready to die. I will grow as long as I live, because that's my choice, because that's my joy, because that is how I want to live. Some of the martial artists, masters said it's like, well, we train because either we go forward or we regress. And that is how I want to live my life. That is so wise. Nothing stuck. Everything is in motion. Yes, the past is good as reference points, but being stuck in there and imprisoned by the past experiences, no, that's a sad choice. I want to move forward, I want to grow, I want to heal, I want to contribute new, better, wonderful, be free of fear. I want to be free of anger. And move through disappointment, move through betrayals or dishonesties that I receive from others much more quickly and more gracefully and more aligned with my choices in life of onward and upward.
Are your choices limitless?
Yep.
Yes?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think, you know, those are metaphysical concepts. I was just reading something on, and I'm back into the metaphysics because it's, I just think it pervades and intertwines everything. And I've talked with physicians, well, medical physicians,
mm-hmm.
medical doctors, some of which are more open and many of which are not and don't think it's really a real science. But some of the examples of metaphysics or metaphysical concepts that I've read and heard of are some things as simple as just existence, casual space, time, casuality, relation.
But also cause and effect.
Cause and effect.
Choices and results. Because when they see medical miracles happen, they have no explanation for, it's their choice to dismiss it or to integrate as inspiration, as that divine fuel to do better, to celebrate, and to maybe learn something from those miracles. And the whole approach of integrating not just holistic physical medicine with conventional medicine, but integrate the whole human health, aspect of health.
You know,
and
as we...
Our choice, yeah. Right.
As we wind down our program this evening, as usual, you've come into a crescendo of everything that you've spoken of from the beginning of our evening together, our program. And if folks have been just tuning in, you don't have to, you know, be studying as a student of science. Just if you just tuned in, what Eula has been talking about, what you've been talking about, is really bringing itself together naturally for the answer or answers to what I believe our listeners are seeking. As I believe, consciously or subconsciously, all things seek, and that is that ultimate purpose of existence. Some things have it a little easier, such as, well, the insects and certain animals that operate instinctively. And then I think there's a little cognitiveness there as well that hasn't been tapped. But I believe as humans, we need to be a bit more instinctive. And I believe we have to be careful as we grow older from adolescence into adulthood that we don't get pulled, swayed into a box. A box that prevents us from expanding into all that we can be. And as you, I daily, even more so, as much as I can without distractions, because as I do what I do during the course of a day, which can be very sometimes dramatic or hectic, if you want to use that term, you know, humanly find it challenging to be conscious at that metaphysical level, but I'm constantly striving. And like anything else, the more you practice that, the better that you get at it. So I would encourage the listeners who have been frustrated, and I know that there's a frustration there because I've experienced it in times past in my evolution to where I am, and I have, I believe, so much more to go, that it's important that you put forth the effort and don't put too much pressure on yourself. Your thoughts as we close out this particular evening?
Well, the desire to grow is already a little pressure.
Repeat that, please.
The desire to grow and heal is already a little pressure.
Wow.
And our growth might not be as comfortable as we expected, because because the mind construct might be that if it's from God, it's always nice. Like, oh, really? If we need to let go of our junk and do that spring cleaning because we have polluted our operating system, our divine codes are not turned on or junked up, will that be comfortable? Probably not, especially mental and emotional cleanup. Honesty, forgiveness, letting go of betrayals, parting ways with someone that made promises but cannot keep them. Is that pleasant? Is that pretty? Most of the time it's not. But when we show the courage and do it and go through the birthing pains of the new version of ourselves, the payoff is much worth it and much greater than all the doubts, than all the scary thoughts we had before we showed up, did the hard work, and are ready to move on to the next level of our evolution. And
wow.
show that courage and show that divine power that we all have access to, that our choices make a difference, that we can lead as example of courage and beauty and honor and inspire each other with that. That's why our ability to either push or pull, to move forward or retreat to lessen from it, so we move forward with a better, more balanced version of ourselves and have better, quicker, more beautiful results as we create. That's what equinox can be about. That's what spring cleaning can be as a metaphor. That's for creating, looking forward to our creations and results that will inspire us and others can be our goal for the spring. Not just do it in January for the whole year. For me, every day, every holiday is a chance to integrate something from the universe that can inspire me, help me heal, help me become a better version of myself. Because that's what I want to be and that's what I want to share. And if I am weak, or I struggle, I prefer to retreat and mend my wounds and rebuild my stamina. So then I offer that good version of me to the world. It's like that's true. That's how I enjoy interacting with others. So happy spring, everyone. Happy balancing.
Wow.
Happy growing and healing, because that is good, fun, beautiful choice for each one of us. And thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Daryl, for creating that opportunity for us to connect.
That's our option.
Wonderful.
We all have the
yes.
option to create. How can someone reach you? You obviously facilitate, what we've been talking about, the ability for an individual to self-introspect, to help determine who they are, what their purpose is, and tap into that higher space, that higher energy that we all are, whether we know it or not. How does someone reach out to you, Ms. Pasternak, Eula Pasternak? How do they do that?
The website is purelife.center. My phone number is 610-850-3319. And email is my last name, pastornak@outlook.com.
Email one more time. We had it faded just a bit.
Okay. My last name, Pasternak, P as in Paul, A, S, E as in Tom, E, R, N as in Nancy, A, A, L, at outlook.com.
Got it.
Thanks.
Well, folks, you heard it. Purelife.center. Now, that's the website, correct?
Correct.
Pure Life Center is at .com or .org?
No, Pure Life. No, I have the .center as my extension. Pure Life.
That is your actual extension. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm glad we clarified that because, you know, some folks don't understand that you can have your own extension. So it's, if you will, purelife.center is the actual website, folks. There's no .com on the end, folks. You're just going to go to your computer or your smartphone and you're going to type in purelife.center. And that'll take you right to Eula Pasternak. And there's no coincidence. So the things that she has to offer you. And you heard the reach number, 610-850-3319. And, of course, there's an email, pasternakl@outlook.com. Miss Eula, it's always a pleasure, plum pleasing pleasure. And I've enjoyed it, as I always do. I know our listeners gain something. I have a feeling we're talking into the future because I know we get a lot of folks going into the archives. And so for those who we're talking to in the future, enjoy, share Productive News Week weekly with someone, and check out Eula. I think you'll be pleasantly pleased. Eula, thank you.
Well,
let's talk again soon.
Let's be productive, shine bright, and be productive with our light and sharing it and helping this world heal. Yes.
Oh, it's so ever important. It's so ever important with all the distractions, all the things that are going on, all the, energies. We'll have to dive into that in the next few weeks ahead. Those distracting energies, I don't know if we want to call them negative energies. We won't go into it now. But, folks, if there's a carrot to be had, we're going to talk about that the next time around. Because I know a lot of you ask me, okay, it's all good. And, you know, I appreciate having, you know, that perspective of how to grow and how to have a positive outlook. But what about all the negative energies? So we're going to discuss some of that in the next segment with Ms. Pasternak. Sounds good?
Sounds great.
Ms. Pasternak, got nothing but love and joy and all the best for you and yours. Hope family and everyone's good.
Yay.
Prayers go out to them.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Enjoy.
Folks, we have been just blessed with the opportunity to have Ms. Eula Pasternak and the name of your center, Eula, before we close out.
Pure Life
Center.
That's it. Pure Life.
It's the Pure Life Center. Oh, excuse me. What is the name of it?
Pure Life Center. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's just want to make sure that the listeners understand. Pure Life Center, folks. It's very simple, very pure. Pure Life Center. Check her out. Pure Life Center. It's purelife.center. If you want to go to the website. All right. So we have had a plum-pleasing pleasure with Ms. Eula Pasternak, founder of Pure Life Center. She is a wellness expert, specialist, specializing in human energy and GMO and food expert. We'll have to talk more about that when she comes back to join us as well. And she's truly a community and people advocate. Thank you, Ms. Pasternak. Thank you so much. So that concludes another edition. That concludes another edition of Productive News Weekly as we enter into our spring equinox next week. I believe it's Tuesday.
Monday.
Is it Monday? Oh, it's here. It's right at our doorstep.
Yes.
It's here, folks. So, you know, utilize this, and sure, it's another day. I know some folks will say, oh, it's another day. But make it into a special day. As Ms. Pasternak said, we have the ability to create. So
and
make
the
it
whole
a,
week
a,
supports
a,
us.
A, yes.
The whole week from today for 7 days, we have that power to be supported.
Yes. Ride the wave. Ride the wave, folks. Utilize it. So you know what? Regardless of what's happened in the past, good, bad, or indifferent, I want it to be even better going forward. And I'm going to take that time frame, this time frame in my life through awareness, and I'm going to dive right in there. Love
I'm
it.
I'm going to enjoy watching how you grow in here.
Yes.
You're
going to
hear about it, I assume. Yay!
Yay, for sure. Well, folks, we're going to close out with a little love because love will always find a way to make a way. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Seems like it's passing by. Just believe.